This presumably is...
Well, that's a very interesting document. That's when my father came to this country, he wants to become naturalized. That's all the documentation of him gaining naturalization. It's quite an interesting piece of legal document. It's surprising.
Because when he came to this country, they wouldn't let him in.
No.
Why?
He arrived in this country, was getting off the boat, and they asked him, could he speak English? And he said, no. Could he write in English? No. So they said, well, unfortunately, you can't come in. Get back on the boat. They sent him to, not Vancouver, next door.
Canada.
Yeah, in Montreal. Canada. Montreal. No. No, no. Mm-hmm. New Orleans. No, not
Quebec.
Quebec. And they sent him to a camp in Quebec where he had to learn English, had to learn to read and write. When he came back, they took him through all that procedure. And in there, there's the name of people who supported his application, references, all the rest of it, the fact that he had employment. Everything is in there, which is quite interesting.
Yeah. He must have worked for somebody in Ebbw Vale as a draper.
Yes. I'm not too sure about that. But obviously they were referees for him.
Because it mentions Laser.
Well, that was his name.
In Yiddish?
Yes.
Right. And it referenced here to a George Thomas Kippets, who was a blacksmith.
Yeah. I mean, they lived in Ebbw Vale or somewhere like that, you know, so it was quite an interesting setup.